Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining me this evening for On Fire to Inspire. I don't take it lightly. We all have many busy lives, wearing many, many hats, and I thank you sincerely from the bottom of my heart for joining us tonight. I tell you, I'm excited about our topic tonight, but before we go into the topic, because this is a great, great topic, we're going to thank our sponsors for sponsoring the show, because you know it takes the people like the sponsors to sow into this so that we can get the word out there. So I want to thank Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. This is a great, great read about how God delivered her son from being addicted to alcoholism for over 16 years. So you definitely want to check that out on any online bookstore. Again, that's Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. The title of the book is Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Then we have Third Heaven Sound by Vincent Lynch. He is our music extraordinaire, where it's not just music, it's a sound. The jingle that you just heard, that was actually, the music was done by him. I wrote the words, and he actually did the music. He has CDs available on CD Baby and Reverb Nation. Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. You can reach out to her for any of your custom or business products, and she can take care of your T-shirts, your mugs, your pens, your cups, journals, whatever it is that you need to be customized for yourself or your business, personally or professionally, she can take care of you. That's www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. We have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar located at 1501 Highway 138 inside of Golden Crust in Conyers, Georgia. I'm sorry, right beside Golden Crust, located inside F&D Beauty. And they specialize in all your hair care needs and beauty needs, relaxers, twists, natural hair, quick weaves, lashes, makeup, sew-ins, whatever it is that you need to take care of your beauty needs, Roz can take care of you because she takes care of me. GEMS is Girls Empowerment Mentored and Supported, Inc. is a nonprofit organization that provides mentoring tools and workshops to assist middle to high school age girls to deal with everyday life experiences by supporting them through mentoring, educating, and promoting awareness. Visit them at thegemsinc.org. That is thegems, G-E-M-S, inc.org. You can email them at infogemsinc@gmail.com. Bishop, she is the author of How Much Joy Is in Your Journey, and she's the founder of Have Joy LLC. She's a personal development coach, and that book is available on Amazon, so make sure you look out for that and go to www.havejoyllc.com. PrintTara.com is our final sponsor for the month, and they are your one-stop shop to business cards, flyers, banners, magnetic signs, videography, photography, and websites. With any of our sponsors, let them know that you heard it right here on Fire to Inspire, because we are here to help bring the word and give them visibility, and while at the same time helping each other. So I want to thank each and every sponsor for that. Well, we are back to On Fire to Inspire for our wonderful, wonderful show. Our topic tonight is, are you reacting or are you responding? My question to you is, are you reacting to life or are you responding to life? I mean, you know, I really need to know this. But we're going to have our personal development strategist, author, entrepreneur, our very own guest tonight, Mr. Sekone Prince. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. And you?
I am great. I am great. We want to thank you and welcome you to On Fire to Inspire this evening.
I am so glad to be here. I can't wait to get started.
Amen, amen. So tell my listeners, who is Sekone Prince?
Well, Sekone Prince is a father of five, husband to one, and a entrepreneur, a motivational speaker, a author, a business owner, an encourager, a friend, just someone who loves the Lord and believes wholeheartedly in the scripture, to whom much is given, much is required.
Amen, amen, amen. So you are an author, you said. Tell me, what's the title of your book?
Well, the title of my current book is Are You Climbing the Wrong Mountain? Finding Your True Purpose. And
wow,
if I could just say a little something about that, how I came up with the title and what was the inspiration for the book.
Mm-hmm.
My coach, and I do have a coach, someone who's mm-hmm. been coaching me in my motivational speaking, is Dr. Reuben West. And
yes,
he had us studying quotes because he wanted
okay.
us to be able to actually speak on the fly on virtually any topic. And, I mean, he trains us just that well. And one of the quotes I came across was a quote by Dr. Miles Monroe. And the quote said that the greatest failure in life is to succeed at the wrong assignment.
Hmm.
The greatest failure in life is to succeed at the wrong assignment. And I had that same reaction that you just had. When I first heard that, I said, wow. But the first thing that came to my mind was a picture. And that picture was of somebody standing on top of a mountain saying, I did it. But at the bottom of the picture, there was a caption that said, but you're on the wrong mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why, you know, the title is, Are You Climbing the Wrong Mountain? Now, somebody asked me, they said, well, you know, why would you say, are you climbing, in fact, the wrong ladder? I mean, how tall is a ladder? I mean, how much effort does it take, in fact, to move a ladder from one place to another?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not really a whole lot of effort. But when you consider the time, energy, and effort that goes into you climbing a mountain, and then for you to realize I'm on the wrong one, you know, that you know, has more of an impact. And so, you know, just a question, and I will be the first to admit that there are a lot of people out there, they're doing what they love, they're doing what they are supposed to do, but then there are those who are not fulfilled. They don't have a sense of purpose, and their life doesn't really offer them a sense of meaning. And so this book, it helps you explore, am I doing what I was ordained to do as opposed to what I was trained to do? Because there are a lot of people doing stuff that they were trained to do, but they're not doing stuff that they were ordained to do. And so that was the inspiration for the book, Are You Climbing the Wrong Mountain?
So how can we purchase that book?
Well, you can purchase the book two ways. The easiest way for you to do it is for you to go to my website, SekoniFrench.com, and there you'll find a link which will take you right over to Amazon, and you can either download the digital version or you can buy the paperback. Those two are available. Or you know, you could just go to Amazon and just search for Are You Climbing the Wrong Mountain? But the reason I pointed you to my website is because I have a gift for everybody tuning in to the show tonight. If you go to my website, which is SekoniPrince.com, about halfway down, there is a link to my first book. And that book is entitled, Are You Smart Enough to Play Dumb? And it's a guide for starting and running a small business. And, I mean, it just has some practical applications that will actually help with those small business owners, those headstrong entrepreneurs that, you know, think they know everything. And I know that there are a lot of talented people out there. But there, when you get to the point to where you realize that you don't know everything, you can find somebody that's smarter than you. You can get around them and be quiet long enough to learn something. That's why that book is entitled, Are You Smart Enough to Play Dumb? I didn't say be dumb. I just said play dumb, just to pretend that you don't know. Are you smart enough to realize I don't know everything and I need some help? So I need to go over here and talk to so-and-so and listen to what they have to say because they have expertise in an area that I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realize that I don't know everything, and so I need to be smart enough to surround myself with people that are smarter than me so I can learn something. Now, that book is a free download for the listeners of your show, and they can go there mm-hmm. and they can get that. And if they would like to, I would definitely encourage them to purchase or you climb the wrong mountain. I do want to say this about the book, and I really
mm-hmm.
didn't know the actual impact it was going to have until after I actually put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
A young lady I met, she told me, she said, "I read your book and I quit my job." I said, "What? You did what? You did what?" She said, "I read your book and I quit my job." Now, granted, she knew her own financial decision because I even talk about that in the book about, not jumping yet. I even talk about, it's like letting God lead you. But
mm-hmm.
she was at a place and she was at a point in her life to where all she needed was the nudge. And she said that, my book gave her the push she needed in order to just do what she felt she was called to do. And now she's an events, a traveling event planner. So she goes
mm-hmm.
from city to city doing events for people, setting them up and, coordinating everything.
Mm-hmm.
But she said that as a direct result of reading my book, she started doing something that she loved to do. And she said she has no greater sense of fulfillment than coordinating and, putting all that stuff together. And I couldn't be more ecstatic. And not only her, quite recently, back in the last 2 weeks, this other young man, he told me that he read my book, and he and his friends, they started a band. I mean, they literally started actually going out playing it. Like they were just doing it at home, kind of as a hobby, but he took a leap of faith. And
mm-hmm.
and they're going and playing venues. And he said their very first venue, the very first gig they got, they sold over 200 shirts, T-shirts,
wow.
just by stepping out of faith and doing what they had that passion for. And so that's my thing. I want to help people, to actually live out the purpose for which God made them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, that is the core of my personal development ministry,
mm-hmm.
because I definitely look at it as a ministry.
Amen, amen. I want you to repeat something for some of those people who are just joining us. This is our personal development strategist on the line with us tonight, and he is the author of Are You Climbing the Wrong Mountain and Are You Smart Enough to Play Dumb? But I really like one of the things that you said a moment ago about the training and the ordaining. I don't want to say it. I want you to say that again for the ones who missed that.
Right. Well, I can't personally take credit for this. I know I heard it from my coach, and, I mean, it stuck in my spirit. And,
mm-hmm.
That is that people are doing stuff that they were trained to do as opposed to what they were ordained to do.
Mm-hmm.
People are doing stuff that they were trained to do as opposed to stuff that they were ordained to do. You see, my biggest thing is this. We owe it to those around us. We owe it to ourselves to find out why did God make me? For
mm-hmm.
what purpose? For what reason? And even the time period that you live in, if God wanted you in the first century, he would have birthed you then. But he birthed you now, in
mm-hmm.
this time, in this place. So understanding
mm-hmm.
to find out why God made you, it's so critical to you living that sense of fulfillment and that sense of purpose, doing what God had created you to do. God has something in mind when he made you, when he stitched you together in your mother's womb. There was a purpose. He needed you in the earth. My question is, have you found out why?
Mm-hmm.
Have you found out why? I want to share this real quick, and this
mm-hmm.
kind of touches on the book a little bit, but I was sharing and my coach doing an actual interview that there are three things that you can glean or learn from being on the wrong mountain.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing is you can learn, okay, this is not it. This is not where I'm supposed to be. You can actually X this mountain off your list because you're not fulfilled, you're not satisfied. There's no sense of purpose and being you're not excited about being on this mountain. Actually, chapter one in the book talks about being dissatisfied. And it starts off saying, well, I hate Mondays and Tuesdays and Wednesdays and Thursdays. I mean, when you hate every day of the week, that's a good indication that you're on the wrong mountain. So the first thing you can learn about being on the wrong mountain is that this is not it. But the second thing is even if you're climbing the wrong mountain, even being halfway up the wrong mountain, you can see further than you would just in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
And so even being halfway up the wrong mountain, you can see the right one. You can see the places you're supposed to be. But the third thing is, and this is the best part, once you've identified the right mountain, it's not going to take you that long to get up it. Because once you get to it, you will get up it faster. Why? Because you have mountain climbing skills. See, even climbing the wrong mountain, there's some things you've learned. There's some skills that you take with you. You don't leave them there. You take them. So once you've identified where is it that God would have me and what is it that God would have me doing, it doesn't take you that long to get up it because you've learned all those skills climbing the wrong mountain. In fact, for me, when I started, I had a 3D animation company. Mm-hmm. And I remember going to a national conference back in 2012. And while I was at the conference, my company got picked to be a part of what they called a quick pitch business Olympics. And basically, they picked 10 companies. Each company had 3 minutes to pitch their business in front of a select panel of judges and the listening audience. And the company that did the best pitch won a $1,500 top-of-the-line Dell laptop.
Mm-hmm.
I got called the night before the event and told that my company had been selected to be one of the companies. And I was like, wow, okay. And so I started my elevator pitch. I started saying it over and over and over again. Well, that next morning, I got there early, talked to the AVI guy, asked him if he could play a little animation file, and he said he could. He copied it over to his equipment. He pulled it up, made sure that it played and the sound and stuff was good. And I said, okay, fine. I told him, I said, look, when they call me up, I'm going to kind of cue you, and I want you to start playing the animation because they had a big screen TV, a big screen behind the audience or the judges, and they also had the projector. And so I went through the whole, you know, deal, and I wound up winning that competition, and I was blown away. But I learned something. I learned that my words could not only sell something, but my words could also be used to uplift to change people's lives. So while I was climbing that mountain, trying to do the 3D animation stuff, I saw the right one. And the right mountain for me was doing motivational speaking. The right mountain for me was helping people to understand who they are and what they have to offer. And so I got off the 3D animation mountain, and I got over to the motivational speaking mountain. And believe me, like I said, it didn't take that long to actually get up because there were so many skills I learned trying to build my other company that I took with me, like, you know, branding and, you know, just being, you know, being steadfast and being committed. So that's what I encourage people, you know, find out what your purpose was or is, you know, that God made you for, and then operate in that, you know, and it's not an overnight thing. I mean, there are times you have to make that investment of, you know, training. There are times you have to, you know, go places and, you know, spend money. But it's really not spending. It's an investing, you know, in order for you to become, you know, the person that, like, you were intended to be.
Amen. Now, the topic tonight, are you reacting or are you responding? What does this topic itself mean to you?
Well, are you reacting or are you responding was actually the topic of, like, one of our weekly videos. Our coach has us doing weekly videos and posting them online. One of the reasons is because he's not local. He's not where I am. I mean, he's in Bloomington, Illinois, and I'm in Mobile, Alabama. But yet, you know, because of technology and because of the internet, he's able to actually coach us via conference calls, as well as, you know, watching our videos on Facebook as well as YouTube. And we have a requirement for us, you know, to actually keep getting our name out there and letting people know who we are and what we can do. And so he told us, you know, in fact, to do weekly videos. And so one of my videos was entitled, "Are You Reacting or Are You Responding?" Because there is a difference. There is a difference. When you react to a situation, that means that the situation provokes you, that the situation is driven by the events that happen to you, and then you just react to them. But when you respond to something, that means you already have a predetermined response for whatever happens. Now, of course, you know, people say, well, you can't predict the future. You can't predict the future. You can't tell what's going to happen, and that's true. But you can prepare. You can prepare yourself with a response. Have you ever noticed when telemarketers call you, and if you entertain them for any length of time, you know, they go through their whole pitch and they try to sell you something, and you may say, well, no, I'm not interested. And then they'll say something else. You say, well, no, I don't think that's for me. Well, then they'll say something else. And you say, well, you know, it may cost too much. And then they'll say something else. They're not just making stuff up as they go. They have a predetermined list of instructions. Say, if the caller says this, well, this is your response. If the caller says that, then this is your response. If the caller has this objection, well, this is what you say. They have a written list of responses. They're not just reacting. They are responding. And see, when you talk about are you reacting or are you responding, when you consider your life, in fact, the best thing, I guess, that I can say to sum it up, it's almost like, you know, it's planning. Planning for your future, planning your next step. Instead of waiting on things to happen to you, be prepared and be ready to respond to them, as opposed to you just allowing stuff to happen. Instead of having situations happen to you, you happen to the situation. You make the difference.
I like that. Instead of letting the situation happen to you, you happen to the situation. I'm putting this in the chat.
Okay, no problem. No problem.
All right.
I do have a story to go with that, but I'll say that for later.
Okay. All right. So the topic itself, so you actually arrived at that particular topic. It was a something that the coach gave you guys to do. And it kind of hit home for you.
Yes, yes.
Gotcha.
And,
gotcha.
You know, one of the things that he does is he gives us, you know, the freedom to make our videos about, you know, whatever is near and dear to our heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I've oftentimes talked about personal development.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reason I have that as my platform is because I don't care who you are, I don't care where you come from, I don't care what you've done or what you've been through. The underlying factor, the common denominator is you as an individual,
mm-hmm.
you as a person. And so if you never develop as a person, how can you change anything else? How can you change your situation? And so developing from a personal standpoint can affect every other area of your life, your relationships, your finances, your health, you know, your family, your career. But if you never develop personally, how can you expect for anything else to change? And so that's why I focus on a lot of my videos. I mean, and I do. I make them personal. Sometimes I pretend as if I'm talking, you know, to the person while I'm looking at the camera, you know, in order for them to understand that, look, I'm not just talking at you. I'm talking
mm-hmm.
with you because
mm-hmm.
I want the focus to be on you looking at yourself. Our slogan at SakonaFresh.com is where we introduce you to yourself. And a lot of people say, wait a minute, how can you do that? How can you introduce me to me? I know me. Well, I beg to differ. Because there are a lot of people that they actually go through life and they never take a self-assessment of who they are. They never really take an honest look at who they are as a person. They'll just say, well, that's just where I am. Well, my question is why? Why are you like that? Why is it that when someone tells you that you look fabulous, it just makes your day for the rest of the week? Or why is it that somebody can cut you off and just ruin the rest of your day? Somebody can just pull over in front of you in traffic, and you just go off a cliff for the rest of the day. I mean, in fact, your day is ruined by that one act. Why is it? And see, people don't take the time to ask themselves the question, why? Why do I respond? Why do I act the way I do? And so my main focus is help people to actually stand in front of the mirror, whether it's emotionally, spiritually, physically, mentally, and look at themselves in a non-threatening moment and find out why do I act the way I act? It's not just what you do, but it's why you do it. And so that's the core of my ministry. And, I mean, believe me, I'm not just the actual instructor. I'm a student because I really got started doing this when I was in college. I noticed that in the relationships that I had been in, 80% of the time it was the female, it was the woman that ended the relationship. And I started asking myself the question, I said, why? Sister Conan, what is it about you that makes you hold on for dear life? What is it about you that causes you to just hang in there, come hell or high water? What is it? Why is it that you're so forgiving? Why is it that you don't want to let go? Why? What is it? And then I started to look at myself. I started to look at my background. I started to look at my upbringing. I started to look at the relationship with my mom. I started to look at so many factors that went into me being the person that I was, and I started to discover things about myself that I would have easily overlooked if I would have said, well, that's just where I am. No. When you take an honest look at yourself, there's so much that you can learn about you that will help you get to where you need it. Even you can learn some good stuff about you, but you can also learn some stuff that needs some help, stuff that needs some attention. Mm-hmm. And but if you never look, if you never open that door, if you never let that garage door up, you'll never see what kind of mess is in there. And so many people, their ideal of cleaning the room is just closing the door. No, that doesn't clean it. That just hides it.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we have company come to the house, the first thing that that hits me and my wife's mind is, okay, what do we need to? We have to, straighten up even more so. Why? Because companies come.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my thing is, instead of people having to be forced to look at themselves, forced to be called on the carpet about certain things, do it in a non-threatening moment. Don't wait till there's an argument. Don't wait till, until something major happens, before you start looking at yourself and trying to figure out why is it that things that happen. Do it when you're not under pressure. When you haven't had a blow up, when you're not in an argument, look at yourselves in a non-threatening moment and just be honest with yourself as far as where you are. So,
like that. Now, why do you think people don't take the time to do that?
Well, because it's hard. It's hard because it takes work. I don't want to step in any toes, but I can't help you if I don't. Do you know of somebody that's always, every time you see them, they are actually dressed to the nines? They have, in fact, the latest fashion. They have the latest shoes. They're always looking fly. They always got everything together. They, makeup on point. Their hair's cut right, or, in fact, their hair's done. Every time you see them, they can't be seen not looking their best. Now, I'm not saying that we just walk around and say, look like slouches and slobs, but when that is your main focus, it's the outward appearance, one of the first things that come to my mind is that behind all of that flash, behind all of that polish, that behind all of that, those nice clothes and that nice car is a person that's hurting. But it's easier for them to buy a new pair of shoes. It's easier for them to get a new suit. It's easier for them to get another car than it is to work on themselves. I'll just spend some more money. I'll just go get a haircut. I'll just go buy some more Jordans. I'll just go get a new dress. It's easier to do that than it is to say, I got some issues with my dad. Oh, you know, me and my mom, we don't get along the way I want us to. Oh, you know, I thought my parents treated my siblings better than me. It's easier to just go out and I'm going to get a new job. I'm making six figures now. It's easier to do that than it is to sit down at the Thanksgiving dinner table with family members and say, look, this is what's going on. This is what I'm dealing with. This is what I was feeling, you know. And so that's why it's hard for people to make those things a priority because they take work. And I know we've all been programmed. We watched sitcoms for the past 30 years. Everything was resolved. Everything was resolved in 30 minutes. You have a problem happening at the beginning of the show, and then by the end of the show, everything was all peaches and cream. And then the next week, there was another episode. Everything was resolved in 30 minutes, but real life doesn't happen that way. Mm-hmm. You don't have situations that have taken years, that have built up over years. They don't get resolved in 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And see, a lot of people don't want to put in the work. They don't want to put in the labor. They don't want to put in the time in order to get the real work done. And so it's easy. And so we bought a new house, or in fact, we moved to this side of town, or I just took a job on the West Coast. It's easy. But the problem is everywhere you go, you're there. If you never deal with those issues, they're going to follow you. They're going to go with you. And so that's why I try to encourage people. I don't try to, you know, preach or fuss at people, but I just try to encourage them. I say, take a look at yourself. Take a look at your background. Take a look at your upbringing. Take a look at your tendencies. Take a look at everything that went into making you who you are. Some things were good and some things were great, but some things handicapped you, mm-hmm. and you need to deal with them. And it's not an overnight thing. It's not something that's done in a weekend, but you at least need to start the process. A lot of people don't even want to start the process. I don't want to clean out my garage. All that junk, man, it's going to take me forever. What if you just if you need an hour a day for 2 weeks? I mean, you could get it clean, but a lot of people, they don't want to start because they just look at the whole thing like, this is too much. And even mm-hmm. internally, even looking at stuff they've gone through, you know, Dr. Phil, he said that you can't fix what you won't face. And a lot of people, they don't want to face it. They don't want to face what they're dealing with. They don't want to face what they're going through. But you'll never get better. You will never be a responder as opposed to a reactor. If you never are willing to face what's broken, to face what's wrong, you can't fix it if you won't face it.
Wow. I am typing all these quotes in here that you're saying this evening because somebody's going to need to go back and look at this stuff and share it, and it's going to bless someone this evening. So this is good stuff. This is good stuff. Wow.
Praise God.
Be a responder instead of a reactor. And
yes.
You can't fix.
Won't face.
What you won't face. That was Dr. Phil, you said?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Great. So if they visit www.ciconeprince.com, and that's C-I-C-O-N-E, Prince, P-R-I-N-C-E.com, you guys can download his first book for free. And tell us the title of that one again, Ciccone.
Are You Smart Enough to Play Dumb?
All right. So that one's a free download if you go visit his site. And then
yes,
you can also
sign up for my mailing list.
Okay. Sign up for the mailing list.
Okay.
And then you can purchase the new book, Are You Climbing the Wrong Mountain? I tell you, you definitely want to make sure that you didn't spend all that time climbing the wrong mountain. But you do learn some things from doing so, though. He gave us 3 points.
Yes.
So we're going to see if we have any people that's going to be shy tonight. Every now and then, they try to be a little shy. But I think somebody may have something that they want to share. Someone's already pressed one, so bear with me. We're going to bring them live, okay? You are live with Aaliyah and Sekone. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us? Hello. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You are live. Area code 773 ending in 0313. You're live.
Hey. It's an unstoppable day, Queen Aaliyah and King Sekone. How you guys doing tonight?
Great. How are you doing, my brother, my king?
Hey, it's Mr. Unstoppable just stopping by to be blessed by the wonderful Queen Aaliyah on fire to inspire. And my brother, my gentle giant, as I like to call him, Sekone Prince. How you guys doing this evening?
Doing great.
Well, I am really feeling what you guys are talking about tonight. It is a great conversation. And Sekone, I always love how you allow me to introduce myself to myself each and every week with your videos and with your words of inspiration. So I just wanted to support you tonight in what you're doing and letting you know that, you know, because of you, I am making sure that I don't walk up the wrong side of my mountain and make sure that I walk in purpose and that, knowing that I'm going to be on fire once I get there so that I can inspire other people the way Queen Aaliyah, you do each and every week. So I love it. I love what you're doing and I love what you're talking about. But I wanted to just pose the question, if somebody doesn't know they're walking up the wrong mountain, how can they be, how can you guide them or how can you help them to not to continue to walk in that wrong path?
Well, first of all, I'll say that is an excellent question. And one of the first things that I would ask them is, are they fulfilled? Are they doing? Have you ever done something and you didn't even look at the watch? You didn't look at the clock? You didn't check your phone and see what time it was because you were just so into it that you didn't care how long it took, but you were just doing it. I mean, because you enjoyed it. It gave you a sense of purpose and fulfillment. Now, most of the time, when you get people watching the clock, they're ready to go. I don't want to be here. I'm tired of this. This is boring. This is not me. I'm not doing anything.
Right.
And so,
I feel you.
And so, you know, just really, if you find that thing in your life that you could do, even if you didn't get paid, that you could do without hesitation, I mean, it doesn't even seem like work. It doesn't even seem like it's a task, but I mean, something that just gives you a sense of being. There are people that go to school for stuff that you know how to do naturally.
Mm-hmm.
They spend hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to learn what you do effortlessly. You can wake up 2:00 in the morning and do whatever it is God has called and given you to do without any thought, without any hesitation, because it's in you. And so identifying that, and like I said, everybody is different. Everybody has a different passion. Everybody has different gifts, different talents. But when you're doing it, you have no greater sense of fulfillment, no greater sense of purpose. There's nothing in the world like whatever it is. And for me, when I was talking about my business, I realized that these words that are coming out of my mouth, they could be used to help encourage somebody. And so I had to make the transition. I had to take my backpack and my rope and my little mountain climbing stuff, and I had to move. Because I realized I was on the wrong mountain. I saw my true passion to just help encourage people. So I tell anybody, when you find a thing that just, it don't even, you're like a fish in water when it comes to it. When you find out what that is, and I do want to add this, whatever it is, there's going to be a human element to it. Now, here's what I mean. Even if it's saving a planet, you're saving it for future generations. Even if it's just doing accounting, you're doing it to help somebody else, to help them with their finances. Even if it's being in a hot kitchen just cooking, you're doing it for the benefit of mankind. So whatever it is that you do that's going to benefit somebody other than yourself, that you would do, that you do effortlessly and that you wouldn't even look at the clock to see how long you've been doing it, that's it. That's the thing. That's the purpose that you are supposed to be fulfilling. Now, the bigger question is, how do I build my own personal economy around that? And that's coming in my next book.
Man, I was just about to write that down for Cody.
Yeah, I know, but you got to get the next book. Got to get the next book.
Oh, wow. Well, and you know,
Go ahead.
What I love about that response was that you didn't even have to react to the question. That's how I know you're walking in your purpose, because the question was right there for you and you were right there ready to respond to it. And many times when we are in a situation where a question is asked of us, whether it's in our life or whether it's in our business or whether it's in our relationships, we find ourselves reacting to the question because we weren't ready for the question. But when you're ready, when you're ready for a question, when you're ready for a situation, when you're ready for your purpose, when you're ready to inspire, then all you have to do is respond. You don't have to react. So I'm glad to know that you are a brother who responds instead of reacting. And I'm glad you hooked up with this powerful sister who inspires us all to respond more often than we react.
Yes.
Thank you so much, my brother. We appreciate you taking the time to press one and join us this evening from Chi-Town.
Yes,
as always. Thank you. Love you. Love
right,
you both.
You.
Keep doing what you're doing.
All right, we love you too. All right, thanks again.
Thanks, Bob.
I tell you, you've had some great, great quotes this evening. It has been powerful. I've been getting some stuff about some personal tests about those quotes. You've been blessing some people. If you have a question or a comment, press 1. You'll be able to ask or say it now. All right, we got another one. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, welcome on Friday Inspire. You have Zakonia and Aaliyah. Who do we have with us?
Well, two of my favorite peoples on this here planet. Great evening, y'all.
Great evening, Doctor.
And I mean, see, Zakonia be introducing folks to themselves so regularly, he be holding back on stuff. And you just dropped another boulder tonight, man. And if you can't fix what you won't face, man, you hit me right between the eyes with that one. And so I am going to echo one of the comments that were made, that I look forward every single week, even as a transformation specialist, even as somebody who's in the game of changing lives. I'm just really and truly humbled to be able to call you friend, colleague, brother. Man, you're doing your thing, and I could not miss this broadcast tonight. But I want to ask you to put some more meat on the bone with that. You can't fix what you don't face, because I know you're going to put a spin on it that's just amazing. So if you were going to tell somebody that got caught up like I did with that particular quote, what would you, and I can already feel a video coming on that one, because I don't think I've seen one on You Can't Fix What You Don't Face just yet. But what would, I mean, so give us a sneak preview of the upcoming video on that one, Chicago.
Well, it's not, I may have to say something else for that video, but what I will do is I will actually, if I refer back, you know, to the video that was the inspiration for our topic tonight. And that is, are you acting or are you responding? And there was a story that was told by the CEO of Google. He was sitting in a coffee shop, and he was sitting there enjoying a cup of coffee, and this roach flew in from the outside and landed on this lady's blouse. And of course she got up. She was hysterical. She was kind of waving, and she was trying to brush the rust off, brush it off, and she brushed it off, and it flew, and it landed on somebody else in the party. And they stood up, and they were doing the same thing, trying to get to work, trying to get to work off. A waiter, he looks and sees what's happening. He walks over to where they are, and the second person brushes the roach off. The roach flies off and lands on the waiter. The waiter steals himself, looks at the roach, sees his pattern, grabs the roach, takes it, and throws it outside. Now, he said that what he observed was the lady and the other person in her party, they were reacting to the roach. But the waiter, he responded to the roach. He knew what he was going to do when he got there. And so even when the roach landed on him, he already knew, okay, this is my plan of action. And see, we oftentimes go through life and we won't even say something. So how can you expect to fix it? You at least need to come up with a game plan, come up with a strategy. How am I going to get from point A to point B? How am I going to get from where I am to where I'm supposed to be? And so when we find ourselves in those situations, we should already have a plan in place. And that means that you have to get some thought to your future. You have to get some thought to where you want to be. And I'm not saying, please hear me, I'm not saying factor God out, because we can't. If anything, we need to factor God in. You know, the Bible tells us for us to make our requests known unto him. And true enough, God's plans are better than ours, way better. But you know, but see, some people think that God is just an intergalactic bellhop, that we hit the button and, you know, he show up and handle our bags. But no, that's not the case. God wants us, he wants our cooperation with him. He wants us to learn some stuff in the process. So we have to put ourselves in a position to where we can work with him to accomplish the purpose for which he made us. Like I said, finding your true purpose, when you realize what God has made you for, then there is a cooperation that has to occur between you and him to get there. And yes, it's going to cost you some time, some energy, some effort, some money, but it's going to be worth it, because in the end, you're going to be able to say, I lived a life that had meaning. I lived a life that left a legacy. I lived a life that had an impact, that changed somebody, that helped somebody. But that's not going to happen just by reacting to life. You're going to have a response. You're going to have to be willing to respond. You're going to have the courage to respond to life.
Wow.
Yeah, I concur.
Do you still with us?
I am. I'm sitting here trying to keep up with the boulders that was being dropped. Man, I love you, brother, Lady Aaliyah, as always.
I love you too, Dad.
Appreciate it. We love you too, brother.
You guys doing the doggone thing and keep moving, because it is absolutely relevant, necessary, and y'all both are doing the doggone thing. Love you guys.
All right.
I
we appreciate
you.
Thanks for dialing in.
Absolutely.
All right. All right, tonight's topic is, are you reacting or are you responding to life? And I'm telling you, Sakoni has really given us some powerful nuggets to think about. And it was not even nuggets, as Dr. Womack just said. He gave us some powerful boulders. I think it's a little bit bigger than a boulder. I think it's closer to a mountain that he's dropped on us tonight. So, and I hope you're on your right side and on the right mountain, because I'm telling you, he dropped some powerful stuff tonight. He said you need to have the courage to respond to life. Woo. Whoa, whoa, and whoa. If anyone else has a question or a comment, press 1. You'll be able to get some power hour. Look, get in on the power hour with Sakoni and myself. Press 1. You can ask a question or make a comment. Press 1. I tell you, those are some great questions and great responses, and I'm telling you, you have really, really been a blessing tonight. I'll continue to get chats personally as well as throughout the event. If you're on Facebook and you are a friend of mine, or if you're not, I actually have all of my stuff public because I want to be able to be a blessing to people. One of the things that, you know, Sakoni is here to help you introduce you to yourself so that you can understand your true purpose and your true calling. Well, I'm a purpose midwife where I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. And so we're in agreement and we're on assignment to help you realize your purpose, because there's nothing like being in it, waking up to knowing what you were created to do. There's such a fulfillment,
yes,
as he said, there's no amount of money that you can put on it. And so
I tell you,
it was so funny, Sakoni. I had to start taking my own advice. I remember when I used to mentor all the time, and I used to tell the kids, I say, okay, so think about this. What is it that you do for free, that you could make an honest living off of it, but you do it for free? I said, when you figure that out, you'll never feel like you've worked a day in your life. And then I was in IT and I got burnt out. I said, I need to take my own advice. So I was like you, like, wait a minute, I'm on the wrong mountain.
Okay.
And I think, I can't say that I think, I know that God uses the people who have been there, because who can better tell the story than the person that's been there?
Yeah.
Right?
Because right.
I can tell you how, you know, how I realized where I was and it was the wrong place versus me telling you what I read. Right? It's more than impact.
Okay.
So the rest of the people are shy, but I thank you, the Unstoppable Coach and Dr. Womack, for pressing one and asking those questions. They were great questions and brought out even more great mountains that he just rolled on out here. What do you want to leave with the people as our final pieces to just make them say, so to speak?
Well, I want to encourage all of, like, the listeners, that you owe it to yourself, and not just yourself, but to that person that's waiting on you. We never know who it is. We never know what they look like, where they come from, what their background, what their economic status, but there's somebody waiting on you to show up. I'll walk in the room, they won't give me the time of day. But they're waiting on you. There's somebody waiting for you to just show up and be who God made you to be, who God intended you to be. There's somebody waiting on you to bake that cake. There's somebody waiting on you to start that company. There's somebody waiting on you to write that play. There's somebody waiting on you to shoot that movie. They're waiting on you. Don't leave them waiting. Don't leave them sitting there wondering who's going to show. They won't resonate with me. They won't listen to me. My story is not their story, but your story can touch them. Your story can impact them. There's a young lady, there's a young man who needs your voice, who needs your ear. They're waiting on you. Don't leave them waiting. If not for yourself, do it for them. I find myself, one of the things that really drives me is the fact that somebody is looking for me. Somebody's looking for me to show up. They are looking to hear from me. They are looking to hear what God has given me to say. I'm their personal waiter. I get the order from God, and I have a responsibility to deliver it to them. And so if I don't go, who will? Nobody's coming. God sent you. Nobody is coming. God said, we're oftentimes looking for somebody else to show up and somebody else to do it. No, 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 and thousand times no. God sent you. I said earlier, God birthed you in this time, in this place, for this reason. There's something he made you for. Stop looking around. Nobody else is coming. God sent you. And that's what I believe in with. That truth, that reality.
Wow, wow, wow. Well, we are so thankful that you are able to stop by our platform and truly, truly be a blessing tonight to us. I tell you, it's such a blessing. I think we got some more callers to press one. Hold on, let me look.
Okay,
I think we do. The last person we had was Dr. Womack, right?
Yes, mm-hmm.
Okay, we do have two more callers, so bear with me. We're going to grab them, okay?
Okay, that's cool.
Okay. Because I know many times they're like, Aaliyah, you didn't get me. Hey, we are live. Who's with us this evening at Press One?
It is I, Joyce White. How are you, Miss Aaliyah?
Hey, Joyce White. Great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I was like rushing off my own radio show so I could hear, because I love this topic about being a responder instead of a reactor, because I'm a reactor. So I need help. I really do, because I am in my purpose. I know I'm an entertainer, and it's my job to heal the world through entertainment. But
right.
I keep running into these hurdles, these obstacles concerning my finances. It's like I'm in my purpose. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but the money is just too funny for me, and I wake up stressed to the point that I am medically hurting myself. So what advice can you please help me with?
Okay. Well, I can say this. You know, when I first started to learn how to drive, one of the first things I did was I would look right outside, in fact, the bumpers of the car. I was looking for those lines on the side of the road. I was looking for the yellow line on my left and the white line on my right, and I was trying to keep the car in between those two lines, and I was looking just right outside the car. What I should have been doing was looking down the road. I should have been looking at a point down the road and driving towards that point, because when I was looking right outside the car, I was fighting the wheel. I was turning back and forth because every time I'm too close to the yellow line. Oh, I'm too close to the white line. So I kept going back and forth, and I was wearing myself out, because I was trying to keep it right inside those lines as opposed to looking down the road, picking a spot down the road and driving towards it. And if I did that, if I was off, I just had to make a slight adjustment. I didn't have to keep fighting back and forth, snatching the wheel left and right. I just make a slight turn here and a slight turn there. So the advice I would give you is to, okay, it's June. Start thinking about, in fact, the holiday season.
Okay.
Start thinking about, okay, what is it I want to do? And see, now you are building your response plan. What is it that I want to do during the holiday? Am I going traveling anywhere? Do I have any shows? Am I going to have any sort of dinners, any sort of parties? Just start planning those out, looking at them and say, okay, well, how much is it going to cost for me to host Thanksgiving dinner?
Okay.
And you give yourself a budget, okay, $1,200, and I'm just throwing these numbers out there. It may not cost you that much, believe me, but if that's the case, if that's what you're planning on doing, it may be $500. Okay, but then in between now and Thanksgiving, you can set aside $25 every 2 weeks or so, and by the time Thanksgiving get that, guess what? You have the funds. So my point is, instead of just going week by week and day by day, if you look down the road, if you and I would be, in fact, the first to admit, now, not that I've mastered all of these, but I know that these principles do work, and in fact, I've also, you know, been helping to especially in the area of, you know, finances. So like me and my wife, you know, start getting on the same page. But like even now, you know, our kids are going to be back to school within the next 2 months. So we're starting now planning on, okay, we need $700 for our kids if they get back in school. So we're putting that money aside now so that when it comes time for them to go back in school, we will have to pull out the credit card, or we will have to go get a small loan in order to actually get them back in school. Because we have had to do that in the past. But then we were reacting. Now we're learning to have a response. Our response for school starting in 2 months is for us to put $150 away now. And then in the next 2 weeks, in fact, we put $50 away, or, you know, so we just basically build up to that point to where we are ready when it's time to buy new shoes, or buy new pants, or buy new book bags and pencils and paper and all of that, instead of us sitting there saying, you know, the kids start school in 2 weeks, and we're like, oh, well, you know, so now we got to go around and fight and try to get all this stuff. Well, no, we have started a process of saving the money, putting the stuff aside, so that we can actually respond to that as opposed to reacting to it. So I would encourage you to do the same. You know, just start a planning process, you know.
Amen. Thank you. That was deep. I was like, wow.
And you're welcome.
All right. Well, thank you so much for dialing in and taking the time after your show this evening. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome,
Aaliyah. All right. We have one more, Sakoni. Look, you thought you were finished, right? I told you you were blessing some people. All right.
Praise God.
Amen. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire with Sakoni and Aaliyah. Who do we have with us?
This is Renata. How are y'all doing?
Great. Right. How are you doing, Renata?
Doing pretty good. I pretty much just got out of meeting. I had gotten some of the information y'all had gave out, and I really thank you for saying pretty much whatever God has in me, I need to let it out, because that was my big struggle. Is I know God put me through a lot of things, and like I talked to Leah, you know, I've been through a lot. And my thing now, I actually know that my purpose is to bless people, and I know what God has put me through. He's actually taken me through things, so I can't continue on blessing. And like you said, you know, it's no better way than you saying it out your mouth rather than somebody reading out of a book, because you know how somebody feels. You know what somebody probably been through. And I thank y'all for saying that, because to me it feels like it's confirmation, because I'm in the process of doing some things now. I'm in the process of doing a reality show. I'm in the process of also doing radio hosting and branding myself for purpose of everything that we're doing. So, you know, all that gives me confirmation. I'm like, wow, you know, and I didn't even know what y'all was talking about today. So I'm really happy that y'all spoke on that, and I want y'all to keep doing what y'all are doing as well, because it is tough. And like the young lady said, with no budget, it's very tough. But I stepped out on faith, and I'm doing a lot of things, building an entertainment company with no funding, and just been blessed with the right people that's been around me.
Hey, can I share something with you real quick? Okay, I have to share this with the listening audience. You know, what I've learned is that God provides provision for the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
God provides provision for the vision. Now, see, our biggest problem is we try to figure out, well, God, how are you going to do that?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's our biggest hang up. How are you going to do that? If you look at your life as if I'm managing what God has given me, it belongs to Him.
Yep.
I'm just managing it. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says that a soldier doesn't go to work on his own, or a soldier doesn't go to war on his own accord. Which means that soldiers don't have to buy their own bullets. Soldiers don't have to get their own guns. Soldiers, they don't have to pay for their own tanks. They don't have to pay for their own helicopters. They don't pay for their own ship. They don't pay for any of that stuff. All of that stuff is provided for them, because they are fighting for their country. And see, we do not have God will bring funds into our hands, but He gives us the vision first, because God is smarter than a fifth grader. Because he knows if I give them the money first and then give them the vision, what's going to happen is the money going to be gone when the vision comes. So what God does, God gives you a burning vision first. And you'd be standing there like, okay, I can visualize it, but how am I going to make it happen? And then that's when God starts bringing the money, so that when the money comes, it funds and it feeds and it fuels a vision. And so if you have a vision, that lets you know that the provision is coming.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody dumped a whole bunch of money into the lap of somebody that wasn't doing anything or trying to do anything, you know, you already know, and the Bible has already said, a fool and his money are soon departed. But when you have a vision, when you have a vision that you can't do on your own, when your dream is bigger than you, you need the miraculous. And see, God does stuff in such a way where nobody can take credit but him. And so just because your dreams are big, Bishop Jake said, if your dreams don't scare you, they ain't big enough. They are not big enough. But see, the thing about it is, even with those dreams, even with those visions, even with those goals, God provides the provision for the vision. And you know that it's a vision that came from God because it's going to bless somebody other than you. It's going to be a blessing to mankind. Somebody's going to get a benefit and a blessing from what God has given you. And so that's – and God, he picks up the tab. We just have to be managers. And my thing is, God, make me a good steward over what you've given me. Because it's yours. It belongs to you. I got to give an account. But help me to be a good steward. Help me to be a wise steward over what you've given me. So I would just encourage you. And get excited. Get excited about how God is going to stop trying to figure it out. You know, when I was in Atlanta, like when I went to college up there, I remember I was having some issues with my own personal finances. And I was praying to God, and I said, God, help me with my finances. Help me with my finances. And I'm expecting, a check in the mail, a raise, a promotion, a new job. I'm expecting God to increase my income. You know what God did? He lowered my cost of living. He allowed me to move back to Mobile, making the same amount of money I was making in Atlanta. So instead of him raising my ceiling, he lowered the floor. And what that taught me was that I can't tell God how to bless me. But God, he had a different purpose in mind, or another purpose in mind, even in fact with doing that, because I wasn't here 3 weeks and I met my wife. And my plans were to come back to Mobile, work a year, and go back to Atlanta, because Atlanta was the place to be. I mean, I'm serious. There was always something to do, saved or unsaved. There was every concert, every technology show, everything came through Atlanta. And so I was looking forward to going back there, but God had different plans. And my thing is this: just get excited about it. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy where God takes you. And don't get so stressed out, and don't get so worried about it. It's God's business. We just have the privilege of being a steward over it. Put it in his hands. When you pray, ask God, say, God, this is yours. You just allowed me to be this steward over it. Help me to be the best possible steward I can to accomplish your will. And in doing so, you will relieve yourself of so much stress, so much worry, because it's his. Cast your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Give it to him, and then he'll free you up to where you can praise him, you can worship him, and you can encourage somebody else. And he'll handle all that. He'll bring everything you need. He'll bring everything. And see, and like I said, I just get excited. I'm not even questioning God, are you going to do it? I'm excited to see how you're going to do it. Last time, you lowered the floor. Next time, you may just take all the walls out. So, yeah, I'm just, I just encourage you.
Renata?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, all right. Did he answer your question? You good?
Yes. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, thank you so much for dialing in. We appreciate it.
All right.
I told you. Look, our plans are so much – look, his plan is so much better than ours. Our plans can get adjusted, and that's one of the things that I do with my show. I go with wherever, God leads us. And so, I think even with – we were getting ready to close out, and I saw that we had two more people come in, and I thank you so much for your flexibility because – you blessed both of them, and I thank you so much for that.
You are more than welcome. And I just want to thank you for this opportunity. I don't take it for granted. I appreciate just your commitment and your faith in this, the fact of doing what God has called you to do. And we would never know how many people that we impact, you know, with the things we do, especially, you know, when we're following God's lead. And only it will only be revealed, you know, once we get to heaven, because I know that there is a ripple effect that happens when you encourage other people who encourage other people who encourage other people. And so I just want to encourage you that, you know, what you're doing is not in vain, and it's making an impact. You may not see it as much as you want to, but you know, believe me, one thing I know about God is that he keeps good records. And so for every cup of water, for every spiritual cup of water, for every spiritual sandwich or a loaf of bread, you know, that you gave to one of his starving children, somebody that was hungry for his word, God is going to reward you for that.
Amen. I received that. And it's so funny because one of the things I love to do is, you know, God say, feed my sheep. So I like to feed spiritually, but I love to go out into the community and feed physically as well to help the nurture, you know, the people's physical body. So you're speaking twofold, so I appreciate that and I receive that.
You're quite welcome, quite welcome, quite welcome.
All right. Well, thank you again. We look forward to having you back on the show. Guys, make sure you go out and visit his website, www.sacconiprince.com. He has a gift for you out there, and the title of that book is Are You Smart Enough to Play Dumb? Right?
That's right.
All right. So that is a free download. Make sure you go out and visit CICONEPRINCE.com and get your free download, because he's definitely been a blessing tonight, so you definitely want to go out, download that, and read that book. And so into his new book, Are You Climbing the Wrong Mountain? I'm telling you, you've been a blessing tonight. And we look forward to having you back on.
Okay. All right. I look forward to it. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Guys, we've had another great, great show. If you missed any of the show, the playback will be up and available in just a few minutes after we complete, when I close the show out. So the recording will be up and you can share it with other people, because I'm telling you, there are some people that need to hear this. There are some people that need to be reintroduced to themselves, or really introduced for the first time to themselves. I share quite often that when I was getting laid off from my IT position, and there were 200 of us being laid off at that time. And so it was just in my spirit. I would start walking from person to person asking, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I'm asking these people, they're in their 40s, some in their 50s, some in their late 20s and 30s. And many of them, even older ones, said, I don't know. That's not a good place to be. God does not want you to live like that. He's created greatness on the inside of you. All you got to do is seek him and let it hang out. I'm telling you, three of the words that God gave me this year, he said, I need you to be intentional. I need you to be strategic. And I need you to move with momentum. So I need you to awaken. If you're listening, whether you're listening live or you're listening to the playback, I need you to awaken. I need you to arise. And I need you to move in the purpose that God has called you to. Just like Sacconi said, there's somebody waiting on you that I can't reach. There's somebody waiting on you that he can't reach, because it's not our story that's going to bless them. It's your story, because you have walked that same walk. He's going to get the glory out of your story. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care about the circumstance. Don't look at your circumstance. Tell your circumstance who God is and who you are in God. I promise you, if you release every care to him, he will shift some things for you. So I promise you, take your hands off of it and give it totally to him. It's easier said than done, but I promise you, if you just see, you know, submerge yourself. One of the things that God said to me, he said, I need you to submerge yourself in me, which means that get in my word and let me speak back to you. Pray. And prayer is not one-sided. You're not just talking. I need you to be still enough to listen to him to talk back to you, because if you're still enough, He will talk to you. If you get into a place of saying, okay, God, I need to hear from you. I need you to tell me what to do. I need you to order these plans. I need you to order my steps. He'll do just what you ask him for, but you need to be still enough to hear him. We are here each and every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. I really want to make sure that each and every person are living out the life that God created you to live. It's no longer time. It's time out, as my grandma used to say. It's time out for procrastination. It's time out for the delay. And it's time out for the excuses. And it is time for you to walk in victory and walk in your true identity in you that he's created for you to be. I tell you, there are so many things that you are here for that you have not even tapped into. There is an event coming up. If you're in the Atlanta area, there's an event coming up, an opportunity for you to volunteer with Junior Girls Day Out. They have a community project coming up this coming Saturday from 9 to 4 p.m. in downtown Atlanta. If you are available to be a volunteer, reach out to me on onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. Let me know your capacity. I can send you the link. I will be going down and actually supporting this initiative, because we got to sow into our kids. We got to sow into the children and help start the legacies. It's time out for leaving liabilities, and it's time to start leaving legacies. So it's time for you to be you. And as Ciccone said, he's going to help you introduce yourself to you. Don't forget to go out and visit his site, CicconeProince.com. Go out and visit my website, www.onfiretoinspire.com. This show is actually a me walking in obedience. God said to write a book called On Fire to Inspire. And I did. I did kick and I pushed and I screamed because I told God who I was. I said, I'm a children's author. God said, you're more than that. And if you come up out of that box, you're going to take me out of the box. So I'm so grateful of me walking in that obedience, because if I did not, then you would not have heard Ciccone tonight or any of the other people that I've brought before you as I accepted this assignment 18 months ago. So I thank God for walking in obedience. I thank God for your testimonies of, you know, how you're being blessed by the people. I tell people each and every week, I am a purpose midwife. Again, I don't birth babies, I birth purpose. But you are, as the listener, you're Elizabeth. And my guest and I, we're Mary. And so you guys, if you're not doing what you're called to do, your baby starts leaping and you can't sit there any longer. All those gifts and talents cannot lie dormant. But if you're already walking in your purpose, you're already doing what you're supposed to do, I tell you, it's like pouring gasoline on an already lit fire, and you're just engulfed, and that flame is engulfed each and every week. So I thank God for the opportunity. Again, go out and visit www.onfiretoinspire.com. Sow into my book, sow into the ministry. If you want to be a sponsor for the show, we are still offering a full month for $25. We're announcing your business. We're sharing it on all of our social media platforms. And if you have an event that you just want to announce now and then, we're doing $10 for 1 week. So if you want to do the week of, the week before, you have that option. Or you can actually announce it a month prior too. And finally, save the date, those of you in Gaffney, South Carolina. I will be coming to Gaffney. We're going to be doing an event called On Fire and Expecting Greater. So that will be June the 8th. You'll find out more about it. We have the flyer getting ready to come out as early as tomorrow. Watch out for it. It is going to be a great evening event held at the Reconstruction Project location. And I'm telling you, we're going to be inspiring, impacting, and helping move you to the place of expecting greater so that you can experience the greatness that God wants you to walk in. I am Aaliyah Butler, Miss On Fire to Inspire. Tune in next week so that we can walk in even greater anointing that God has called you to. Have a great night. Thank you.